Alibaba backs a Singapore stablecoin platform that already processes $10 billion a year. Metacomp, a Singapore-based stablecoin payments platform licensed by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, has closed $35 million in pre-A funding across two rounds completed in 3 months. Alibaba led the latest round, with European venture firm Spark Venture co-investing. Beijing-based 100 Summit Partners acted as exclusive financial advisor. The company, which processes cross-border payments using a hybrid fiat stablecoin architecture, reported over $10 billion in payment and OTC volume in 2025 across 13 stablecoins. It was net profitable for the full year. A Chinese tech giant investing in stablecoins. The Alibaba investment raises immediate questions given China's stance on crypto. Beijing reiterated in February that foreign and domestic companies cannot issue stablecoins without approval, and mainland exchanges remain banned. But Metacomp operates out of Singapore under MAS licensing, not Chinese jurisdiction. Metacomp holds two MAS licenses, a major payment institution license covering digital payment token DPT services and cross-border money transfer CBMT services. Its affiliate Alpha Ladder Finance holds capital market services CMS, and recognized market operator RMO licenses. This regulatory stack positions the platform as an institutional-grade bridge between traditional finance and stablecoin rails. Alibaba's investment follows a pattern of Chinese tech companies participating in crypto-adjacent infrastructure outside mainland China, where the regulatory environment is more accommodating. The $35 million is modest by Alibaba's standards, but the signal matters. One of Asia's largest technology conglomerates sees commercial viability in stablecoin settlement infrastructure. $10 billion in volume with 1,000 institutional clients. Metacomp's operating numbers tell the story of a company that has already found product market fit. The platform serves over 1,000 institutional and accredited clients, with a monthly payment run rate exceeding $1 billion. Wealth assets under management surpass $500 million. The platform's core product is the StableX network, an institutional settlement and liquidity network that connects regulated financial institutions, stablecoin issuers, and partners. Supporting it are several modular components: a compliance engine, VisionX, a payments module, PayX, a treasury and investment module, WealthX, and a client asset management platform, CAMP. Co-President Tin Pei Ling, who is also a sitting member of Singapore's parliament representing the McPherson division, described the thesis: "The future of cross-border finance is neither purely traditional nor purely digital. It is the integrated Web 2.5 architecture where fiat rails and stablecoin networks operate as one. Expansion into four high-growth corridors. The new capital will fund StableX network expansion into Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America. These corridors share a common trait: high demand for cross-border settlement, limited banking infrastructure for smaller transactions, and growing stablecoin adoption as a workaround for slow or expensive correspondent banking. The timing aligns with a broader stablecoin infrastructure boom. USDC recently flipped Tether in transfer volume as total stablecoin transactions hit a record $1.8 trillion. Wells Fargo filed a trademark for WFUSD, and Florida passed the first state-level stablecoin bill, 370. The institutional plumbing for stablecoin-based finance is being built in parallel across multiple jurisdictions. Metacomp's approach differs from consumer-facing crypto card issuers in that it targets the back end, the settlement layer where institutions move large sums across borders. But the downstream effects reach consumers. Faster, cheaper institutional settlement eventually lowers the cost of cross-border payments for everyone, including the fiat-to-stablecoin conversion that powers crypto card top-ups. The $22 million pre-A that started it, the $35 million total, includes a $22 million pre-A round closed in December 2025 from Eastern Bell Capital, NOAA, Sky9 Capital, Freshwave Fund, and Bingboom Capital. Most of these are China-linked venture firms, reinforcing the theme of Chinese capital flowing into Singapore-regulated stablecoin infrastructure. Combined with operating cash flows, Metacomp says it now has over $100 million in available liquidity. The company is also developing AI capabilities using what it calls an Agent Skills MCP architecture for agentic payment and wealth management services. As of March 13, 2026, the broader crypto market sits at $243 trillion with BTC at $71,873, 0.9% in 24 hours, and a fear and greed index of 32 fear, according to CoinMarketCap data. Metacomp's fundraise and profitability numbers stand out against a backdrop where many crypto companies are still burning through venture capital.